week we are going through the book of Ephesians. Last week we went through God's grace from the beginning to the end. So we are going to continue on that topic, God's grace from the beginning to the end. And Ephesians chapter 2. We saw last week very clearly the grace of God in our salvation. And last time we saw that works is not the way to salvation, but the works is the result of salvation. The fruit of our salvation is our conduct, our behavior, how we live, how we conduct ourselves, how we serve God, how we worship God. That's the fruit of our salvation. And even witnessing, reading the Bible, praying, everything is a result of salvation. The way to salvation is not the way to do witnessing. We got to witness so we can go to heaven. We got to read the Bible so we have to go to heaven. That's not it. We read the Bible because we love God, because it's a love that is in us. He has given us. So that we need to understand that. It's not a burden for us to read the Bible. It's not a burden for us to pray. It's not a burden to serve God. It's not a burden to go and witness to somebody. But it's a joy. It comes naturally for the Christian. Now, there are many churches that believe we are saved by grace alone. Yet, they add works which must do to attain salvation. That's why there are so many calls, so many other people who call themselves Christians, but there are a lot of steps they had to do to go to heaven. You got to do these things to go to heaven. And now, if you read Ephesians chapter 2, verse 11 to 13, we are going to cover by God's grace, 11 to 13. Verse 11 says, "Therefore, remember that you, once Gentiles in the flesh, who you are called uncircumcision by what is called the circumcisions made in the flesh by hands. And that at the time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who were once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ." Now here, Apostle Paul, here he reminds us of a past. It's very important for us to remember our past. It doesn't mean we are going to live by what we did in the past. But we need to be remembered that the transition, so important. And when we remember our past, the one thing we had to one thing we know is our miserable condition in the past. It's not that, oh man, when I was in my before Christ days, I had a great time, a wonderful time. That's not the way to see. We had to see the pleasures of sin is not as a friend, but as an enemy. And we need to see, but you know, a lot of times when you see people giving testimonies, when they present their past, it looks like there's so much enjoyment in there, instead of so much, so much weeping and seeing what they have done. And here, we need to understand our past from the greatest, our miserable condition in the past, from the greatest to the least, we see it is by God's grace alone. From the greatest person to the least person. His goodness, apart from God's goodness, there's no goodness in us. Absolutely no goodness. Psalm chapter 16, verse 2 says, "O my soul, you have said to the Lord, you are my Lord, my goodness is nothing apart from you." Now, Apostle Paul does not want us to forget the subject and begins with verse 11 saying, remember, remember. So, we need to remember. You know, a lot of times we remember memories. We all have memories that we will never forget. Since we were little children, we remember some things that really so significant to ourselves that we will remember those precious things until we die. But the greatest thing that you should never forget is the eternal life, what Christ did for you. That's why Paul says, remember. The Bible says, Jesus said, until I come, remember my death and take this cup, have communion, remembering what he has done. So when we look at our past, remember how you are so evil, so wicked, so sinful. And now, seeing what Christ has done for you, remember that remembrance of what Christ has done for you, the cross, should humble us. It should humble us and magnify the grace of God. It magnifies the grace of God and brings humility to the sinner. Seeing that I did not do anything. I was living in sin. It was God who sought me. First, he wants to remember our condition before. Note the language he used in these three verses. Very carefully learn the type of words he used here. He uses, this is our past. He uses Gentiles in the flesh, uncircumcised, without Christ, alienated, strangers to the covenant of promise, no hope, and without God. What do you see when you see this type of language being used? You see nothing but a negative picture. Nothing good. There's nothing positive in that when we remember the past. How we live, it shows absolutely everything negative. So it shows our lost condition. As he says,